This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, October 16th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Bessent floats China tariff truce extension. Yuko import curbs won't help soybeans, analysts say. And a ruling on RIF. Bessent, U.S. could extend China tariff truce in exchange for a rare earth delay. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. could extend its tariff truce if China delays implementing expanding export controls on rare earth minerals. Is it possible that we could go to a longer roll in return for a delay? Perhaps, Bessent told reporters at a press conference with U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer, but he added this depends on upcoming negotiations. Early yesterday, Bessent told CNBC that the U.S. could set price floors in multiple industries to prevent China from undercutting U.S. producers. He did not specify specific industries, but said, when you are facing a non-market economy like China, then you have to exercise industrial policy. Take note, later yesterday, AP reported Bessent saying the administration is working on more aid for Argentina. Bessent said his department is working with the private sector and outside entities for another $20 billion in financing alongside the $20 billion in currency swaps. Economist, used cooking oil import curbs would provide minimal near-term relief. Two economists don't think that restricting Chinese used cooking oil imports would give soybeans any near-term lifeline amid ongoing U.S.-China trade tensions. President Donald Trump floated future trade measures on Tuesday to restrict cooking oil imports from China as possible retaliation for China not buying U.S. soybeans. Two economists tell AgriPulse that Chinese used cooking oil imports dropped significantly this year. As a result, trade restrictions wouldn't raise soybean oil demand as a short-term replacement for clean fuel feedstock. If the U.S. banned cooking oil imports from China, it would have minimal impact on U.S. markets, said Stephen Nicholson, a grain and oilseed analyst at Rabobank. A second ag economist, granted anonymity to speak candidly, said, quote, the near-term effect would be negligible. The bigger driver of soy oil demand right now is structural, that renewable diesel capacity and biofuel policy. So changes in Chinese UCO matter less than they did during the 23-24 surge, they said in an email. Now take note. House Ag Committee Democrat Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts told AgriPulse he's concerned further retaliation will trigger another response from China. Trump, quote, can threaten withholding cooking oil, and then what? China's going to counter with something else. I mean, this is just stupid, McGovern said. Unions cheer judges' decision halting RIFs. Federal employee unions are pleased a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order blocking more reductions in force at federal agencies. Senior U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston of the Northern District of California issued the TRO from the bench yesterday, finding the unions would likely prevail on the merits. She also said the government cannot take action to enforce RIF notices it has already issued at agencies, including the Department of Health and Human Services and Commerce Department, the union said in a news release. What the judge is saying is that no further action can be taken to effectuate the RIFs at the agencies detailed in the lawsuit, said Tim Kaufman, spokesperson for the American Federation of Government Employees. No one has technically been fired yet because they just got the notices. Ilston also ordered the agencies that issued the RIFs to provide more details about them within 2 days. You can read more on the story at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Department of Energy extends a loan commitment to SAF company. The Trump administration is extending $1.46 billion in loan guarantee commitment to a company, Gevo. It's looking to produce sustainable aviation fuel from corn ethanol. The $1.46 billion loan guarantee could ultimately be reduced. Gevo is looking at moving the loan guarantee from its Lake Preston, South Dakota site to a smaller plant in North Dakota, the company acquired earlier this year. Gevo's original plans for producing sustainable aviation fuel at a 60 million gallon a year South Dakota facility have been hampered as the planned Summit carbon dioxide sequestration pipeline has stalled in the state. Carbon dioxide from the 30 million gallon a year North Dakota plant can be buried near the facility. Switching the loan commitment to the North Dakota plant also would shrink the size of DOE's loan guarantee. The commitment extension to April of 26 gives Gevo and DOE time to evaluate potential modifications to the project scope to address this administration's energy policies and priorities, the company said in a statement. New study looks at effectiveness of paying farmers to use less water. Incentivizing Colorado River farmers to reduce water use may be more effective in the short term than funding reductions in other industries, a new study suggests. An analysis of $1.08 billion spent by the Bureau of Reclamation on water reduction efforts between 2004 and 2024 found that on average, agriculture sector projects cost around $417.15 per acre foot saved. Local supply projects, on the other hand, average about $2,444 per acre foot saved. That according to the study from the University of California Riverside and Utah Rivers Council. But while the researchers found that agriculture projects save more water in the short term, funding for municipal and industrial projects and water reuse resulted in higher annual water savings. Take note of the agriculture projects studied. Those funding split season deficit irrigation were the most common and had an average cost per acre foot saved between about $70 and $210. While less popular, land fallowing saved between approximately $128 and $258 on average per acre foot, the researchers found. Here's today's final word. What a lot of folks don't understand is when the markets crash for corn and soybeans, it crashes for all our markets for everything because our contracts for vegetables are based off the grain markets. That's Sarah Stetler, a Wisconsin soybean, corn, and vegetable farmer, during a listening session hosted by Farmers for Free Trade. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, October 16th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.